It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in your health, mental health first aid.
First, the business of flu shots. It seems that everywhere you go this year, drugstores, supermarkets, even stores like Costco, somebody's trying to sell you a flu vaccination. Customers can pop in any time for an injection and even get discounts or gift cards as a reward for getting the shot. But getting the vaccine at a pharmacy might not be right for everybody. Jenny Gold of our partner Kaiser Health News has more.
I'm standing in front of the Walgreens in Springfield, Virginia. And in front of the store, there is a giant sign that reads, "Flu shots. Walk in anytime."
Welcome to my pharmacy. Thank you guys for coming in.
Pharmacy manager Scott Gershman is a round-faced man in his 30s with wireless glasses and a warm smile. For most of his 10 years at Walgreens, he's been behind the counter, filling prescriptions and giving advice. But 3 years ago, drugstores began training pharmacists like Gershman to give customers vaccines, too. Today, he's one of 150,000 pharmacists across the country certified to vaccinate customers. That's nearly four times the number that could do it in 2007. Some pharmacies even offer the shots 24 hours a day.
If you decided at 4 o'clock in the morning you wanted to go out and had nothing better to do than get a flu shot, you could walk right in and you could get a flu shot at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's hard to argue with the convenience. Stores can usually bill insurers directly for the flu shot, which costs between $25 and $32. They offer several types of the vaccine, including nasal spray for kids and a special shot for seniors that creates a stronger immune response. For many customers, like Shelley Trofe and her son Drew, there's no copay. Trofe says she didn't even consider going to her doctor instead.
To be frankly honest, Walgreens is easier. Since this is 1 mile from my house and the clinic is 20 minutes from my house, this is where I come.
Warm up the syringe a little bit.
Pharmacy flu shots really started taking off during the H1N1 panic in 2009, when drugstores and supermarkets became a popular place to get vaccinated. And while most Americans still get their flu shot at the doctor's office, 20% went to a pharmacy last year instead. The stores see the vaccine as an important area of growth.
Everyone is trying to drive customers into their store to get their flu vaccine and then hopefully build customer loyalty and get them to buy other things in the store.
That's Edith Rosato of the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. She says flu shots are an opportunity for pharmacies and the public.
Certainly, with the shortage of primary care physicians and other healthcare professionals, we do see the role of the pharmacist as really taking on more responsibility in the healthcare delivery system.
Doctors don't seem to be pushing back about the safety of pharmacists giving the flu vaccine. Some are even grateful to give up a service that tends to take a lot of staff time, but isn't particularly lucrative. But pediatrician and University of Michigan professor Matt Davis has some concerns, especially for patients who only go to the doctor once a year to get their flu shot.
The main concern about pharmacy-based vaccination is that it might somehow discourage patients from otherwise following up with their doctors.
He also advises people with chronic illnesses to stick with their doctor so they can be tracked as carefully and consistently as possible. And as for the uninsured, Davis suggests they head to the county health clinic instead, where the flu shot might even be free. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.